Culture 3.
The Erasmus Programme. New friends, new experiences, and the chance to learn a new language. That's what one young Dutch student from Rotterdam was hoping to find when he set off around Europe to study. He was keen to learn as much as he could. He started at the Collège du Montaigu at the University of Paris before moving on to the University of Cambridge, where his work was so impressive that his professors even suggested that he should stay and teach. The Dutch student, however, was determined to continue with his journey and left for the University of Turin in Italy. Obviously, he was a student from a wealthy family, you might think. Well, no. The student in question was a poor orphan called Erasmus, travelling between the years of 1495 and 1506. Students in the 21st century aren't in a position to spend 10 years of their lives touring European centres of learning. Nonetheless, if someone really wants to fulfil their dream of studying abroad, there has never been more opportunity. One of the reasons for this is the European Union's education programme, named after the Dutch student mentioned above. Erasmus is an ambitious educational programme which aims to promote cooperation between European students and European institutions of higher education. Since its launch in 1987, over 5 million European students have taken advantage of it. Students on the Erasmus programme can spend from 3 months to an academic year at a university in another European country. They do not have to pay any extra fees to the host university, and they can apply for a grant to help them with the cost of accommodation. The 250,000 Erasmus students that take part in the programme every year have a great time and return home not only with new skills, but also more mature, independent, and confident. So, if you're dreaming of going to university in the future, why don't you include a year on the Erasmus programme in your plans?